Gareth, a great day for you, but I guess more importantly, or just as important, for Hampshire.
Yeah, of course. We started the day wanting 500. We didn't quite get there, but you know, we talk about lower order runs, and today proved it perfectly. You know, the last three partnerships amassing almost about 150 runs, which is very, very crucial in First Division cricket. Not worried about the runs personally, but you know, for us to get those low order runs puts other teams on the back foot.
And for you, for the second time in a Hampshire shirt, agonisingly close to a first 100.
Yeah, I know, still searching for it. But like I say, you know, my job is to go and score lower order runs. And if it comes, it comes. But more importantly, it was putting runs on the board so we can bowl at something.
And straight away with the ball in your hand, you put Yorkshire under pressure.
Yeah, just I was saying to the boys before we went out to bowl that there's still enough in that pitch if we bowl nice and straight with a new ball. New ball was key. We needed wickets with a new ball because the older ball was flat out there. But the boys stuck at their task, you know, and we'll regroup tomorrow and we'll try and set our fields right and just try and squeeze a few more.
You picked up three of the four wickets early on, including the England captain, Joe Root.
Yeah, it was a strange one. Never bowled to him before, and it was quite nice bowling to him. Like, he looked like he was scratching around, not sure what to do with me. So I just stuck at my guns and put on the same spot every ball and hoped that, you know, one would hit the rope off the ball and get an edge, hopefully. And it was great to see him walking back to the pavilion. Yeah,
Gareth, it's quite interesting because the Yorkshire bowlers didn't seem to get a lot of movement, certainly off the seam, but you and Carl Abbott first up there did.
Yeah, I think, you know, we talk about bowling out there as a group, our unit, and I'm not a swing bowler, so I try and nibble the ball as much as I can. And, you know, there's days where it swings and there's days where we have to revert to using the seam. And today was one of those days where we knew it was going to nibble around, or the wicket at least showed a bit of nibble, and we had to change from swing to nibble.
Now, 2 days gone, so 2 days left. There's still 327 runs behind. You've got to get 14 wickets. It still looks a good pitch. Is that a tall order?
I think it is. You know, it's tough out there. You know, you're playing against one of the ex-champions. They're a great team. So all we can do is put the ball in the right areas, and we've got 2 days to do that. And we'll start tomorrow. We'll regroup, set our fields, like I say, and just try and bash away and try and get those wickets as long as it takes.
It's quite amazing how this game's gone, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, we talk about Hampshire being a fortress here, and I've said to the boys that we need to try and get this place and make it as like a fortress for any away team coming here and make it tough for them. And we've shown that this year so far.
Well done, mate.
Cheers.
Top job. Well played.
Cheers.
Cheers, Bergie.